In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today on this first Friday, I'd like to recall some words of our Lord. Words that he said, of course, to his apostles, and by his apostles, and through his apostles, to his priests, and as well as to his faithful. I no longer call you servants, because the servant knoweth not what the Lord doth. But I have called you friends, because all things whatsoever I had heard from my Father, I have made known to you. These words are words that are very, very important. These are the words that are mentioned once again during the ceremony of ordination for the priests. And they are there in order to give us a great consolation. This love of Christ for us as friends. Something more than just someone who follows him, but someone who knows why. But we can ask ourselves, is it truly possible for men and God to be friends? Properly speaking, is it possible for us to be friends? There's a chasm between us that is so great, so profound. Is it possible? So many different people before us would say no. And even certain saints themselves would point out how great, how vast this difference is. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, when preaching the Ignatian exercises, would point out that, in fact, the distance between us and God is greater than the distance between us and a worm. It is vast. But with this question, Saint Thomas Aquinas asks it. And he points out that this union between God and man comes from charity. And he asks, is every form of charity a form of friendship? The answer is no. Not every form of charity is a form of friendship. And especially, shall we say, every form of love. Because sometimes there are those kinds of love which do not have as a character the desire of a good for the one who is loved. We can see it with ourselves quite often. There are many different things that we love because of the good that we can get out of them. Not because of the good that we want to give them, but because of the good that we can get from them. And this is not friendship. This is not friendship. On the other hand, however, it is not enough for us to just want what is good for someone to have true friendship. That's a first step. We have to want what is good for someone in order for there to be friendship, but it's not enough. But friendship does come from love. Not every kind of love is friendship, but friendship is a kind of love. Now, since we see that this friendship in itself is a form of love, we also have to recognize that when there is friendship, there is a mutual love. There is a love of two persons for each other. This is friendship. And in this friendship, in this union between two persons, we have a communication of goods. We can say, for example, a man who says that another man is his best friend, but he never actually does anything for him, they're not really friends. And when his friend comes to him and says, can you please help me with this? And he says, no, they're not really friends. There has to be a communication of goods. There has to be a transaction back and forth, not out of justice, but just because you love the person. So when it comes to this question, there has to be this mutual love, there has to be a communication of goods, and if there is a communication of goods, it means that there has to be a certain kind of equality. There has to be a certain kind of equality between the two persons. Both of them have to be able to get something out of the friendship. Now, we can say that there is an equality of nature, and therefore it's perfectly natural for us to have friends who are also human beings. our friends should be human beings. We should not have as our only friends our little puppy or our kitten or something like that. Those are very nice to have around the house. They love us and everything's great, but there's no communication of goods. They are not our friends. They may be friendly. We may like them a lot, but there is not this mutual love. So between nature, within the same nature, it's normal that there be friendship. But on the other hand, what about the question of someone who is above with someone below? Someone of a different status in life. We would all agree that it would be very strange for a poor man to say that the king is his friend. The poor man cannot choose the king as his friend because, quite frankly, more than likely, the poor man has never met the king. He might want something good from the king, but the king has nothing to be gained from being friendly with this poor man. But if the king recognizes something in this man and raises him to his own dignity, he can call him a friend, and therefore the friendship can be possible. But it's this question of a kind of equality. And the same thing happens with us with reference to God. We are given this opportunity to have this friendship, not because we have chosen to love God. If we look to the sacred scriptures will tell us that the stars themselves sing forth the praises of God, and yet they are not his friends. The stars are not his friends. All of creation follows what God wants it to do. It is subject to his will, and thereby it shows a certain kind of love. And yet they are not his friends. He has chosen us. It is not because we have chosen him. It is because he has chosen us to be his friends that it is possible for us to have this friendship. And how do we have this kind of equality? It's by the very fact of being elevated through the life of grace, this participation in the life of the Blessed Trinity. When we ourselves at our baptism have had this original sin washed away, and we are now capable of receiving the grace of God, it is at that moment that we are now given this elevation through supernatural grace to become something more than what we are. And it is here that we can see that it is no longer a king who looks down upon a poor person and pities them. But it is truly our God who has chosen us to be his friends, to raise us up to a dignity higher than what we deserve, because he loves us. In which case, we all have something that we can offer. God has seen something in us. He wants something from us. There has to be, for a true friendship, this mutual love which has communication of goods. God has already given us his good. He has died upon the cross for us. He has offered up himself in sacrifice for us, for our souls. Nothing that we could ever do could ever repay him. And yet there is one thing that we can give, and that is ourselves. We can give ourselves, we can give our will, we can give this willingness to subject ourselves to the will of God in all things. And it is there that we will see very clearly the true completion of this friendship, this true communication of goods. And it is there that we can rest in the bosom of our Lord so that we might be able to save our souls and reign together with him as friends throughout all eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.